It's no public.
All right, we received proposals from Johnson Control for the refractories in the boilers. The cost is $4,370. That's for two. And that will repair the cracks in the walls and the brick floors. And we updated your board book. It should be at your place that we did get the actual cost for fixing the burners, and that's $21,200. The TRIO will be overseeing the project. They will do two visits, one after the first boiler is repaired to ensure that the installation is done to our satisfaction, and then a final visit after the boilers are completely repaired, and provide us a report, and their fee for this oversight is $2,250. So, and all of the information is included, the proposals, etc., in your board book. Any questions?
I just have one comment. I know we've put together the recommended motion. I am concerned, just because I've been around this, that there's the potential for
another
discovery, scope creep, whatever you might want to talk about. I would like to definitely follow the numbers as presented here to establish a contract, but I would like to open up for discussion if we should put some contingency money on this so that they don't have to come back if there is a problem, sort of set an outside limit to where they can fix what they find until they get to a serious problem and it has to be addressed again by the board. Just putting that out there.
What would be a tip?
That's what I was going to say.
Well, yeah, but they're work. One of the issues I have is they're working with refractory. Okay, and when they start getting into that, I know they have a plan. There's a scope that's been established, and that's what they intend to do to fix that, patch it and put it back. And I don't expect that it should be way out of line, but if it's something along that, I want to make sure that we have the latitude. Of course, at that point, it's below the spending limit, so you know, we don't have to be possibly as formal as it maybe I'm getting here, but I just want to kind of be aware that they may have to come back, and Jim's going to have to overlook this, and I would just like to make sure that Barb has the latitude to make reasonable changes if necessary. If not, we can just go there, and if you know, we'll move on from that point. And you're right; if there is a problem with tubes or the shell and whatever that happens to be, that might get into serious welding procedures and time and costs and heat treating and all that other stuff that happens when you start playing with metal. So you might want to have them come back and talk to us. I don't know.
And I was going to also mention that that might fix that crack, but it does nothing to say it won't crack in another place because it's old, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a good idea if you put something aside, because what if it does get another crack or something?
Well, the thing is, though, this was only meant to be a temporary fix for a year.
Very true.
Just for the year.
Mm-hmm. Just for the year.
Okay.
So I mean, really, we just need to get through March of next year. Mm-hmm. So, I mean... with new refractory in there, we should get through the year.
Well, I wasn't sure the way it was written, if it was all new refractory or not, or if it was repaired.
Well, that's, I see what you're saying. I mean, what's a normal contingency? 10%? Above
this should be, this is a pretty well-established scope. They've priced the burners. They haven't come back to say that they expect to have problems with the burners. The hope is that they don't have a problem at all. I just don't want things held up.
Here's my question is with the scope of the contract covers repair of the refractory. So if they get into it and they need to do more refractory work than what they expected, that's pretty much on them for their quote. And it's my thought, right? And then if they get into something, there's more defective parts in there, it's probably going to hit that $10,000 threshold that we got to approve anyways, right? And we're not going to approve. And we're not going to approve another $10,000. I mean, we're not going to add $10,000 to this approval, you know. So I know what you're saying, Rich, but I don't know if we necessarily need it. I mean, that's my. So even a dollar. Okay. All right.
Okay.
So then do we want to add a 5% contingency or 10% contingency? Okay.
So that's for the authorization to repair. The contracts will be written as presented.
So then how do we want...
That's all I was getting at, is authorization, so we don't have to all come back to this one.
Other than that, I don't know if you can answer this, Rich, but does this seem like a fair quote?
Yes.
It's not excessive.
No. The burners always make me cringe, but...
In what way?
Apparently, they always seem more expensive than they ought to be.
Than what they should be. Well, I know, I know the orifices are... And I'm only going from experience from... putting in a new stove in my house, but just the stupid brass orifices for a stove are $50. So that doesn't surprise me because there's, 16 of them?
The hole is special.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. And so then they have startup and they're going to check it, and I just want to make sure. That's why I make sure that we don't get hung up too much because we won't be back until...
Well, I mean, it's a 2 to 3 it's a 2 to 3 week lead time just for them to get the parts. Okay. I think it says that in the email, right? Wasn't it a 2 week?
Yes, the burners, right?
1 to 2 week lead time for the materials, which is replacement. When they say replacement head, that's burner, right?
Mm-hmm.
16 primary gas orifices for each burner and replacement swirlers. What's a swirler?
Which was
on the email. It said it's the materials include the replacement heads, which I assume are the burners, 16 primary gas orifices for each burner, and replacement swirlers. It's a swirler. You have any idea?
It's
here.
It's like a baffle.
Okay.
So moved.
Second. Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mrs. Martin?
Aye.
Mr. Ward?
Aye.
Mrs. Kohlbacher?
Aye.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
No.
But I have one thing of note. I have one item of note just to pass on to you. There is going to be a Frankfort Township zoning meeting. And it's going to be for Lenny's Food and Fuel at Harlem Avenue, where he would like to add a car wash. And that's next Wednesday, the 7th. I have some information here if anybody wants to look at it. I think he wants to add a drive-through window also for the Dunkin' Donuts. So there are a couple of zoning changes that are being asked for.
When do I say yes?
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, this is different because this time he's left out request for a license for alcohol, and let's see what else has changed. There's no diesel for semis, and there's no gaming. Okay. So it's kind of walking through. What group was that though, Rich? That it was that it came to before, or is this way back when you were?
No, it came.
Yes, yes. Okay.
I had another comment, though. This Johnson Control proposal has District 144 on here instead of what might want to change that on there.
I will get the official one.
Okay.
Sure. Thank you very
this
much.
The one they signed. So.
Thank you.
Okay. So.
So moved.
Second. Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mrs. Martin?
Aye.
Mr. Ward?
Aye.
Mrs. Kohlbacher?
Aye.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Because technically, it's the second and
so we skip the week.
Yeah, because technically, first, you know, first is.
Okay, I made plans on 14th.
I just have you by the microphone.
Sorry.
Okay.
All right, it is.
Hold on. Okay, go ahead.
All right, it's 7:42. We're back from closed session. As stated, we have no action items. So at this time, can I have the motion that we adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor acknowledge by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? And we are adjourned.
Okay. All right.
Thank you very much, guys.